Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe in 2026. The better first map for your group. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Choose USA for the purest route blocking lesson and the easiest teach. Choose Europe for stations, tunnels and ferries that soften catastrophic blocking and add slightly more texture. Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Players learn drawing, claiming destination tickets, route ownership, and the last train trigger on an uncluttered map. The cabinet's test is whether colored cards become public rail ambitions, while one innocuous route can expose an entire secret ticket. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pie. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe should you buy? Choose USA for the purest route blocking lesson and the easiest teach. Choose Europe for stations, tunnels, and ferries that soften catastrophic blocking and add slightly more texture. The first table job is simple. Players learn drawing, claiming destination tickets, route ownership, and the last train trigger on an uncluttered map. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Europe is not an expansion. It is a standalone game. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe actually feel like? Every claimed route converts colored cards into geography, but the emotional texture changes. USA is blunt competition, Europe offers relief valves. Teach draw cards, claim a route, draw tickets, and end game timing. Introduce tunnels, ferries, and stations only when a Europe map needs them. The central skill is not route counting, but deciding when a long route is worth revealing your intent, and when another ticket will destroy tempo. The lasting hook is that colored cards become public rail ambitions, while one innocuous route can expose an entire secret ticket. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Set up, sort trains and stations by color, place destination decks within reach, and use the official first game ticket rule for the chosen map. Teaching plan describe stations as insurance, not a free route. Keep the first game moving and postpone map probability lectures. Before cleanup, photograph the complete map, destination decks, train supply, stations where relevant, and every player train count. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? USA is cleaner, harsher, and easier to read. Europe is more forgiving, slightly busier, and often better for mixed experience groups. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to teach time, blocking severity, safety valves, route density, player count, and how much rules texture improves the first night. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the matrix as a table fit tool for Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Ticket to Ride, the cleanest route building introduction. Add next Ticket to Ride, Europe, the more forgiving map with stations, tunnels, and ferries. The stopping rule matters. Stations reduce punishment but do not remove route pressure. Product refreshes can alter art or packaging without making an older complete box unplayable. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe, edition, language, seller included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path and what does each product change? Ticket to Ride, the cleanest route building introduction. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Europe is not an expansion, it is a standalone game. Ticket to Ride, Europe, the more forgiving map with stations, tunnels, and ferries. Add it only after the table can explain why the more forgiving map with stations, tunnels, and ferries is the missing job. Stations reduce punishment but do not remove route pressure. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection. Foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size so addition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name, dependency, and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, complete one trunk line. A connected network is easier to extend than three hopeful fragments. Regular count visible colors. Long routes telegraph demand before they reveal destination. Advanced block only when it also helps. A spite route that costs a full turn can lose the game. Expert time the final train. Endgame control is often worth more than one extra ticket. Debrief the final route that completed two tickets at once. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focus minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about teach time, blocking severity, safety valves, route density, player count, and how much rules texture improves the first night. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play session 1, learn a loop. Teach draw cards, claim a route, draw tickets and end game timing. Introduce tunnels, ferries and stations only when the Europe map needs them. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt the decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones and practice the count visible colors habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply block only when it also helps and debrief the final route that completed 2 tickets at once. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason colored cards become public rail ambitions while one innocuous route can expose an entire secret ticket. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return weight or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting. Describe stations as insurance, not a free route. Keep the first game moving and postpone map probability lectures. Solo. Neither standard box includes a default solo opponent. The invisible budget is 1 standalone map, enough table width, organized trains, destination privacy, and a group comfortable with either shop blocking or insurance. That workload predicts whether Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Europe is not an expansion. It is a standalone game. Stations reduce punishment but do not remove route pressure. Product refreshes can alter art or packaging without making an older complete box unplayable. For Ticket to Ride USA vs. Europe, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes colored cards become public rail ambitions, while one innocuous route can expose an entire secret ticket is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. Europe does not require USA. USA is not obsolete because Europe has more rules. Stations do not score routes for free. This ticket to ride USA versus Europe record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewix Publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for ticket to ride USA versus Europe. Europe is the best universal family purchase. USA is the better minimalist strategy game. Experienced hobby players often prefer Europe as a first-owned box, while teachers and younger tables may value USA precisely because nothing hides the core system. Before adding ticket to ride Europe, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes colored cards become public rail ambitions, while one innocuous route can expose an entire secret ticket. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Ticket to ride on Amazon. Ticket to ride Europe on Amazon. Final verdict. Europe is the best universal family purchase. USA is the better minimalist strategy game. Experienced hobby players often prefer Europe as a first-owned box, while teachers and younger tables may value USA precisely because nothing hides the core system. Frequently asked questions. Is Ticket to Ride Europe standalone? Yes, which is better for children? USA is the simpler teach. Europe can be gentler when routes are blocked. Which is better at two players? Both work, but neither map is built solely around two-player pressure. Do I need both? Number by the map whose tension your group prefers. What is the safest first purchase for Ticket to Ride USA versus Europe? The cleanest route building introduction. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when a table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Ticket to Ride USA versus Europe guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single card. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.